Hey, Corrine, how are you?
Hi, Tori. I'm good. Glad to be here.
I know it's another. I know another Friday night, and we've got a cool show tonight. So why don't you tell everybody what it's about?
We're going to be talking about communication with animals and psychic communication, telepathic communication, and how to communicate with your pets and special animals that are in our lives, and also your pets that have also crossed over. So if any of you would like to tune into your pets or have a pet that's crossed over, give us a call, and we'll tune into them for you.
Yeah. So, and if you got a great pet story, or you yourself are a psychic, we'd love to hear. Call in and share. And I'm pretty excited today because I just got my new puppy. She's a little French bulldog. She's 3 months old, and she's a little bit overwhelmed. So, and I think you and I are going to practice with her tonight, or share with everybody with her, mm-hmm. What she's about and what we should name her, what she's saying. And I know what you and I were just talking about. She's overwhelmed.
Very scared. She's very scared. She's afraid to move. She's afraid. What I was saying to you earlier before we got on the show was she's afraid of who is going to walk into the room, because she's used to being around people, you know, because she's at the pet store that way. But that's what I was getting from her, is that she's afraid of who next is going to walk into this room. And I told her, I said, it's just you and her. But she's like, has anxiety over that. She's saying, I don't know where I am. I don't really know my new mother, and I don't know who else is going to be walking into this room. So she's very, she's totally, very nervous right now. Very scared. Yeah, she's almost afraid to move. She doesn't trust right now. That's natural. Yeah.
She's getting to know me, but I tell you, the neatest thing when I picked this animal out, and like I said, we want to hear your stories or questions, dogs, cats, any kind of animal you have. But getting back to the story, when I picked her out, she was the smallest dog, the smallest of the litter. So it's like, and I remember holding her, you know, when I was in the where you hold animals at, and so she said, she goes, I will be easy to train. I was like, that works for me. But the coolest thing about it is that Saturday that I woke up, because I just got her today, but the Saturday I woke up a couple of weeks ago, I just had this feeling, and it was, I had a French bulldog before that I lost back in April, and I had this feeling, I could feel her saying, go to the pet store. You know, to pick a dog out. And a lot of you guys are saying, why don't you get a rescue dog? I specifically wanted a dog because Ella, my French bulldog, was a service dog with my diabetes. She would wake me up when I had diabetes. And these are the best, I find, for that. So when my blood sugar was dropping. So anyway, I got the feeling to go over there. And I knew it was from the other side, you know, angels, because we mm-hmm. never die. We go to a really cool place. And when I walked in there, I saw the French bulldogs just like my little one, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh my gosh. And, so driving back, I felt the energy of my dog, cause you know, you can communicate mm-hmm. with them. And, Ella goes, I sent her to you. And, I was like, wow. And that was really, really cool. And I know some people are like, you can really talk to animals, you know? So, yeah, we can do it. Like mm-hmm. Dr. Little. Remember?
I know. I used to do it when I was a kid, and never used to tell anyone about it. And then when I would talk to animals, I did in front of my family, and they, you know, they all used to think I was crazy. But until I started to, you know, really say, well, you know, she doesn't like it when you do this, and they're like, okay, she's really. And my sister actually will say now, she really is talking to these animals. And I said, yeah, I told you I was talking to these animals. She's like, we just thought you were like this crazy kid, you know, growing up, because I would actually be like having conversations with them.
I know. They hear you. It's the coolest thing. And I love that about them, because when I was a kid, my grandmother, She was Irish, and she would teach me a lot about nature and everything. But I remember being able to communicate myself with the dogs and the cats and, you know, our neighborhood animals, and telling them, you know, what they were thinking. They, you know, they thought we were all a little out there, but you know, but as I got older and was able to do it, people embraced it. But boy, when you first start doing that, yes, is there medication you need to take and stuff?
Oh,
but,
I know. I would get the worst looks from my family. Like, what is she doing? What is she? I would want to save every single animal. My siblings, my brother and sisters, they all still call me like the crazy cat lady. They said, one of these days, don't be surprised if, you know, she has like a warehouse of, you know, where she's storing all these, the animals from all walks of life. My brother actually just said that to me last week.
Very good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, but we can still communicate with them. Even animals that have crossed over. You and I have communicated with Ella multiple times too.
Yeah.
And she's still with you. And that's it's such a beautiful thing, because they don't, you know, they continue living on the other side. And Ella actually had a really beautiful purpose of why she was in your life. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, let's share about that, because that will give people that are listening and they can go, I'm right, you know, because they may have had the same or similar experience. Mm-hmm. I was traveling in 2010, and I got Ella strictly by accident. Someone didn't want her, and, you know, I took her in. But what happened, traveling, you know, doing the metaphysical work that we do with teaching conferences, you know, or seminars, doing all those things on the West Coast, I also was writing a book, still writing, getting ready to write another one, and Ella was with me. But one of the things that she did was, when she was here, when I would do Reiki, or when I would be talking, or when I would do a session, Ella she was always there, and she would really make people feel at ease, because she was so loving. She was edgy herself, but extremely loving, and knew exactly what people needed. So, you know, and it would relax. She would relax people and just sit down there with them. Sometimes, if they were comfortable on her, she would sit on their lap, or, you know, Reiki, she would go under the table. It was just neat to see what she would do. But she served a purpose. So she got a lot of healing abilities. She learned a lot from me, and I learned a lot from her. One of the other things that I really enjoyed about that dog, my dog, and she's with me on the other side. I saw her today in the car, and I'm like, do you like her? And she's like, yeah, I helped you pick her out. But she, when I was traveling, it was just me. And Ella was the one constant thing in my life. Do you know, she was always there in the morning and in the evening. And that was actually a message Ella gave to you. Do you remember? She told mm-hmm. you that.
Yeah. So. She was your stability when you had to travel. You know, she was the one constant where you could feel very grounded. And because certain animals come into our life for certain reasons. You know, we were just talking about that. When they come into your life for a specific time period, like she did, you know, there's a real important reason for that. And for you, it was because you were traveling so much that, you know, she was your grounding force.
Yes, she was. Mm-hmm, she was amazing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. May I share this story? Because this is one of the reasons why I chose this breed of dog again. And Ella, you told me that about her. I got really sick last summer, last July. I was at my father's house, and I got the flu, the stomach flu, and then the ketoacidosis, and I never had it before with diabetes, which I'm working on releasing, but in the process, you know, it's a process. So I started going into a coma because my organs were shutting down, and my dog went downstairs and got my father and got him up and brought him back upstairs to me. How cool is that?
You know what I mean? Wonderful. Oh,
yeah, I will never forget that, you know. But she and my dad goes, Ella came and got me. I was like, yeah. I was like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, so she shows up. And it's been just, she was a wonderful, and she's still with us. You know, she died in April, but I remember seeing her, and I think I shared this story before, but when she died, I go, I just want to see her on the other side. So she showed up with my lab, because when she died and she was, you know, in the vet, I asked Chelsea, my mother, to take care of her, Chelsea, my lab. So in my dream, I saw Chelsea came in the bedroom, And then Ella came running in, looking at me. I go, "You're not dead." And she goes, "No, I'm not." And she was all wet. And I go, "You know, when they get to the other side, they must bathe them." So I'm just kidding. Anyway.
But, or she was running through the sprinklers.
Yeah, right? She loved that. So, but yeah, so it was cool. And with this dog right here, I was teaching her how to walk on a leash. And she looked at me. She goes, "I'm not sure what to do, but if you're just patient with me, I'm going to learn." And I was like, no problem. You know what I mean? Because patience I do have with animals, not with men, but with animals, right? I mean, you're not the same way that way. But your sister or your brother or somebody, your family member's got a dog, and that dog told you it was really happy and was so grateful. Do you remember that story? You told it to me a month or two ago about, you know, the dog was really.
Oh, yes. Oh, I totally forgot. It's my brother and his girlfriend, they actually adopted a dog from a shelter, and I can't remember what kind of a dog it is. It's just the cutest thing, but it's a purebred dog, and somebody didn't want it anymore, and they actually dropped it off at the shelter. And my brother and his girlfriend adopted this dog, and he brought it home one weekend, and I was just sitting in the room with it and just talking to it, kind of wanting to see, like, you know, I like to get into animals' heads, kind of to see like how their personalities are like.
Sure.
And the difference is because my sister has a dog that's a totally different personality, and I know what's going on there. I've talked to that dog. She's just really hyper because my sister's kind of hyper. So I was talking to my brother's dog and asking them, like, you know, how come you're so calm and you're so well-behaved and are you happy? And that dog was just so grateful. He told me, he was like, "I'm just so happy that I'm in this new home and they treat me so well."
Wow.
And, you know, and they're just so full of love, and I hope, and their dog was so concerned that he was making them happy. He was like, "I hope I make them happy because they saved me." I was like, "Wow, this." I mean, I almost was in tears, and I told my brother, I was like, "Wow, you guys really, really taking really good care of this dog, and this dog is so grateful for you guys, and he's just so calm and peaceful." And always wanting to please, and my brother goes, "Yeah, he's always trying to see if, like, he goes, I get the sense that he's always trying to see if he's doing the right thing." And I said, "Yeah,
nice. I like that.
Yeah, such a sweet dog." But you know, my sister's dog, you know, our pets can pick up on our energies a lot. You know, so if you're always like stressed out or if you're worked up or things like that, sometimes your pet can kind of sense your anxiety, and they'll wonder, you know, because they care about you. So they'll pick up on your anxiety. They'll feel your anxiety. And then they'll worry about you, too. So if you're worrying a lot, your pet will tend to worry, too. My sister's dog is like that. Worries all the time. Worrying about my sister. So because she's very stressed out. I mean, she's an attorney. She's got a very stressful job. So that dog is always, kind of panicking all the time.
Aww.
You know, I try to talk to her as much as I can, but, you know, she's always like, "Is she okay? Is she okay? Is she okay?" That's all that I hear from her dog. "Is she okay? Is she okay?"
Well, you know, I tell you, my neighbor's dog is around here. He's a real cutie, and he was an abused dog. And and he told me, I remember, I go, "Was this dog abused?" Because he said, like, "They were mean to me, and she found me." It's like, wow, I like that. That's some good music. anyway, so he told me, he goes, she found me. But I remember asking my neighbor, I go, "Did you find this dog?" She goes, "Yes, we did." She goes, "It was tied to a tree, hadn't been fed and watered. They had to put it on IVs. And he's still a little skittish. You know what I mean? He doesn't come up to people easily." And he goes, "It just takes me." And I remember he goes, "It just takes me time." And he goes, "But I don't," he goes, "and I'm shy." So the dog's telling me he's shy. How cool is that, right? You know, so
wow.
Yeah. But he said he tied up to a tree, and you know, and you were just talking about animal. I know, but you know what? He has got the best life right now. So my new dog's going to have the best life, and you know, and I told you when you come down here, we're going to do some things for you know, seminars and do some conferences and everything, then we're going to go find you a dog, take home with you back to LA.
I know. Well, talking about LA, I want to share with people that are listening, so they, you know, people that have gone through losing their pets, and just hoping that this story will help them understand why our pets come into our lives for a short period of time. Because for you, Ella was in your life for a short period of time while you were doing the traveling, right?
Right,
and,
right.
But she, what she learned from you, and there was a purpose as to why she chose you and you chose her. You chose her because she offered you, you know, the grounding energy. And, you know, but she also learned how to heal people, you know, and actually learned how to do healing energies, you know, by just watching you do the work that you do.
Right.
And so, yeah. And so when we tuned into her, you know, the other day, you and I, she actually is being called to do some important work now on the other side with your grandmother. Because she took all the lessons and all of the healing work that she learned from you, and she brought that over to the other side, and now she's doing healing work with your grandmother. I couldn't really tap into exactly what that was, but it was like your grandmother
folks coming on the other side. When they come in the other side, Ella and my grandma are there to meet them, or something like that. Do you remember you said that?
Yeah. Yes. They're helping. Oh, that's right. Yes,
right.
They're
Remember?
Helping them. Yes, they're helping them with the transition. That's right. The shock, because what I remember now, what they were giving me was that during the transition period, for those that sometimes when you transition over, there's a review process that takes place, and sometimes some of us are kind of a little bit shocked through the quick transition. Either we left this life in a very quick way, or maybe a traumatic way, that there's still some trauma that needs to heal. And that's what
right.
your grandma does with Ella.
Yeah, she does. And I knew Ella's wonderful with that. And I know my grandma is. Both of them are a little edgy, but extremely patient. So you got a French bulldog and an Irish woman over there. It doesn't get much better than that. So anyway, they're beautiful. Both of them are. And I also know, too, that we've got, you know, they do different things over there. Like I have a Yorkie that's just hanging out in the park and giving love to everybody. And you've got animals on the other side, I know, from your childhood. Right. Have you ever seen them as well?
Yes. A couple weeks ago, my sister and I, we went to the gravesite where my grandmother is buried. My sister, she likes to go there. She finds her peace there. So she asked me to go with her. And so I went with her. And when we were there, I was saying I was just talking to my grandmother while we were sitting there. And all of a sudden I saw our family dog, who passed away about a year ago now. He came right up to us. And he's with my grandmother. And I said to my sister, our dog is with our grandmother. And she's like, oh, good. I asked her to take care of him. And I said, yeah, there's another dog too, I said, and I didn't know which dog that was, but come to find out later on when I asked my mother, my grandmother had a dog, when my mother was younger. And that was the dog that I saw with our family dog and with my grandmother. But there was another dog that came up and I was like, who's this? I'm like, oh, he made a new friend over there. So it was my grandmother has her dog and our dog too. So it was nice to see them together. And they're just, it's like companionship. So, and they're just, so I'm glad that she's taking care of them. So,
yeah, my grandmother, my mom, and are taking care of Ella and Chelsea. And you know what? I got a message from both of those dogs, and I go, they came to me in a dream, and they both told me that Ella, Chelsea, and my Yorkie, told me that they would meet me on the other side when it was my time, a long time from now, just to say, a long time from now. So I was like, oh
that's okay. Good.
Yeah, long time. Yeah, so anyway, but I think that's cool that, you know, that all life lives on, you know, no matter if we're animal or whatever, all live on. So anyway, I think we've got some callers. Do you want to take them?
Sure. We've got Linda from Philadelphia.
Okay, there you go.
Hi, ladies.
Hey. Hi,
hey,
Linda.
How are you?
Good. Right before the show, I heard Philadelphia Freedom. I was thinking about you.
Oh, I love the subject tonight. I love hearing your stories. I'm a crazy cat lady, and I do have a question for you. I have three cats on this side and two on the other side, but the one that I'm asking about, they seem very happy, our cats. But one is having a problem, and maybe she's not happy about something, and maybe you can help me with that. Her name is Delilah. She's 4 years old, and in the last couple of months, she's been having accidents, and they seem intentional kind of things, you know? So I'm not using the litter box, and I feel that there's something psychologically going on with her that I don't understand, and it's been a bit mystifying and upsetting, you know, because we want to help her, don't quite know what to do. And you have a sense of it by any chance?
Mm-hmm. I do. You might go ahead, Crane, because you
said it's okay.
Okay, what I feel with her, there's also, she's showing me her stomach, her belly, a couple of things going on. Belly, she's also feeling somebody's in the house, their mood swings, and it feels really like she's going to be left. Don't know why. And then also, there's something with her tummy. Did you change her food in the past few months?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. It's like something with the food. You may need to change it. Think about that. And also, it's like mood swings. It's like she is angry. She feels threatened and she feels like she's going to be left. Just to let you know. Okay.
What I heard from her is that I want to be the one. The mood swings is correct. I picked up that immediately. She is right now though. It's also like a. She's feeling that your attention is on something else. That's what she's saying. She's telling me your attention is on something else and not
my attention. Me or my husband
you.
Or just me. Me.
You. It's you. She's saying you. You. I don't know why, but she's saying you. Your attention is on something else right now, and she's feeling it's like jealousy, and she thinks you're upset with something, but she wants her. This one is a character. She said, I should be the one. That's what she's saying. She said, I should be the one. Oh, my goodness. I should be the one. Your attention is on something else. And that's what she's doing. She's trying to get your attention right now. She's deliberately letting you know that she is upset because you are not paying attention to her because you were thinking about something else, something that is that something. I don't know. But she's saying to me, I should be the one.
Linda, I have to tell you something too, because I'm tuning into your little one there. She feels like she's going to be left, okay? And I'm not. Maybe it's a jelly as she's got some mood swings going on. But if you leave that house, you make sure you tell her you're going to take her, okay? So just do you understand what I'm saying? Or if you leave and move, she's picking up on your energy, really, really strong. The other thing is too. Change that food a little bit and just tell them that you're giving her a gift of because you just make her feel special. Change her food because she's showing me her tummy and changing the food. It's like a gift. You know, way to a cat's heart or a dog's heart is always food, all right? So it will help her, okay? And but she holds a lot of nerves in her tummy. It's like, you know, some people are like, I can't believe animals are like this because I can feel the energy on the call or, you know, on the show. You know, people listening in, not sure if they understand it. But, you know, animals they can hold their tension or hold their nervousness or their moods in their tummy. So change her food. Tell her it's for her, you know, and you wanted to do it specifically for her. Reassure her that you're going to take her, okay?
Give her some attention. She says she wants you to pet her head, stroke her head. Tell her that you love her. Stroke her head, but watch her whiskers is what she's saying. Watch my whiskers. She is a character. This one has such a personality to her. I love her. She's like, do this, do that, do this, do that.
You have to work for a cat's attention too, by the way. Go ahead.
So funny. What that's just like her. And every night, if I'm at my computer, she jumps up on the table and wants me to do just that, rub her head. And I spend hours with her, so I don't know what that's about. But
tell her that you're going to take her with you, okay? Mm-hmm. Or tell her she's not going to be left. That's a big thing I got. And she feels like she's going to be left.
Well, I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anyway, good luck. Let us know and take a picture.
I will. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Take care, Linda. Oh,
bye-bye.
I love that cat. I love that cat. She's so funny. She's, do this, do that.
That's ironic.
Oh, I needed that laugh, too. That was good. I love that cat.
Okay. You know, you always have to work for a cat's affection. I can't remember a movie I heard that in, but it's true. We have another one. We've got Sharon from Georgia, I think, right?
We do.
Okay. Hi, Sharon.
Hey.
Hi, Sharon.
Y'all were so funny.
Y'all feel like Sharon with you, Sharon tonight. So talk to us. What kind of question have you got, sweetheart?
Well, I was tickled about the subject y'all were having, and I loved y'all's stories. My dog is dying.
Okay.
And I've told her she can go. Mm-hmm. But she seems to be hanging on. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to see if y'all picked up anything.
Yeah.
She's hanging on for the guy. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Corinne. You start first, please.
She's really worried about you. She's scared to leave, is what she's telling me. She's afraid to leave you alone. She's afraid that she's...
So
that's
even
what she's
when
telling
I share
right
with her that I'm okay, that for her to yeah. go on and go...
Yes. She's saying, I'm afraid to leave her alone, is what she's telling me right now. Let her know that it's okay. She says she's saying she's afraid to leave you alone. She thinks that if she leaves you, you're going to be alone. She's holding on for you. She's holding on for you. Let her know that it's okay. Okay. And that she can still come visit you and that you'll still talk to her, when she's on the other side. And that you'll always be with her, and that you're never alone because you guys will always be together, you know, forever.
I did share that with her, and
yeah.
apparently she's not believing me because I keep telling her this, that
yeah.
I'll be okay, and that I want
Sharon, to I got something for you on this one, okay? I'm so sorry
okay.
but to interrupt you because I'm being pushed to get it out.
That's okay.
Your dog... is worried. Wants to, you tell her that you have a man in mind, and your man's going to come. Okay, do you know what I mean? And she doesn't.
Yeah.
Corinne was right. She doesn't want to leave you by yourself. But say it's okay. I know my man, my soulmate, my twin soul is coming. I don't doubt that at all. And then let your dog know. Just say, hey, when you get on the other side, give him a little nudge in his dreams. Okay, so
right.
she'll have a purpose because it feels like her purpose for you was to be here and, you know, to help you through these times. The other,
right.
I'm being asked to share this story with you. I have a friend of mine that, gosh, I told this to Corinne today. It's so weird. My mom came to me and told me she was going to get married. And I told her this. And my friend had a dog that had been with her for a really, really long time, and about 15, 16 years. And she goes, Tari, I just told her that she could go. And that I was going to be fine. I was going to meet a man because my angel said so. And I was like, who's your angel? She goes, well, I guess you are today. It's like, oh, thank you. But you're funny, huh? Anyway, long story short, the dog left. And right after the dog left, she met the man. And she just called me the other day. She's getting married and is pregnant. How cool is that? She's 48. So even better.
Oh,
so yeah, you're like, I don't want a baby. I just want the man. So, yeah, but you'll
put her down,
tell
her. Or will she just go?
I'm feeling as though she will just go.
Yeah, I do too. If you just let her go, and then it feels like when is the next eclipse? Does anyone know? Do you guys have an idea? She may go
I
around
don't
that.
I know the top of my head.
Look it up, because a lot of times when eclipse happens, if people or animals are sick or, you know, not feeling well, it's their time. They'll choose around that time to go. Okay. So, but it feels like she'll go herself, and, got a lot of love for you, and just say, hey, she'll be your guardian angel on the other side. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's been such a beautiful pet to me, and, I'd gone all the way to Mississippi to get her on site, you know, unseen. And I just felt this pull that I was to go get her. She was a lost dog, and my aunt had gotten her, and she didn't want her. So something just kept telling me to go get her, and I've been blessed to have her for 11 years now, and she's just been awesome.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. And she's going to help you on the other side. We never die. You know, little Ella,
right.
was my dog was with me today in the car when I picked this one up. So anyway, hey, if you got a great name, we're looking for a name, or she's going to tell us the name too that she wants to be called, right? Kareen, mm-hmm, my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that a little later. Anyway, Sharon, good luck with that. I know that's one of the hardest things to go through. I know. Okay.
So, well, thank you both so much.
All right, we'll see you on the Mastermind group. Take care. Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Sharon. Bye. You too.
I love her. Isn't she the best?
I love her so much. Oh.
So it's heart and soul. Okay. So she deserves a good man. Don't we all, though, right?
He's coming. He's coming for her.
Yes, he is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Except the next caller is a guy, Willie, and I know he's probably deserving a good woman, right? So
he's going to be calling about his three cats. His three cats I'm so grateful for.
I love that. Hi, Willie.
Hi, Willie.
Hi. Oh, you three green. Well, I have a couple of great stories here. The first one is about my oldest cats. You know, I have three. And this is the mother of the other two. She's kind of finicky. And she sounded like the other lady who had three cats, the one with the nervous stomach. Mm-hmm. Well, my oldest one, she's kind of like that. She had the other two. And since they were born, she loved them. And then as soon as they were old enough to take care of themselves or adults or whatever, no, she doesn't like them. She spits at them and pops them, and she's very moody. But anyhow, I have not had her fixed, and I found out, and the last two times she's gone in the heat, I'll give her Reiki. Now, the first time I gave her Reiki, she sat in the lap, and I started doing Reiki on her, and she calmed right down. And aww, then it wasn't until a couple of days later that I noticed that her heat had ended early. So then the next time, I said, well, she goes in the heat again, I'm just going to give her Reiki. Well, she went in the heat, but before I had a chance to actually get her, I sat down one evening, she actually got underneath my hands, and it was almost like she was begging me to do Reiki on her. So I did Reiki on her, and within the next day, she was out of heat. So you know, you guys that are Reiki practitioners, you have cats and dogs and animals in heat, just know that that's something that you can do. And the other thing I learned about her with the nervous stomach, you were telling the lady about talking to cats and them having a nervous stomach is so true, is when I talk to them and I rub their stomach, sometimes you can feel how nervous they are. And when you talk to them, it's almost like they really receive it better if you'll rub their tummy while you're talking to them. So that was something that I found out. Now,
that's
the other one was when I was traveling with Therese. This was shortly after Therese's dog, Ella, died. And we were in the car, and I was driving. Therese was in the passenger seat, and my son was in the back seat. Therese was taking a phone call, and she called out Ella's name. And all of a sudden, as I'm driving down the road, I see this dog jump out of the dash. And the dog's running around in the car and running from side to side. And then she finally just sat down in my lap and looked out the window.
Wow.
And I'm looking around at everybody wondering, you know, does anybody else see this but me?
I was on the phone with a client, you know.
Busy talking on the phone. And my son is just looking out the window. And she's just as happy as she can be. And she was there. And I mean... this was like one of the few times in my life where I've actually, a lot of times I feel, that's the way I usually feel. Sometimes I hear, but this time I could see and hear her. It was, you know, she was there, and it was amazing. So,
was it Ella?
I'd share those stories with you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that was Ella. That was my Ella.
Oh, my goodness.
She was that special dog, I tell you. It took us a while to bond, too. Do you remember, Willie? I mean, you know, Ella. When she bonded with me, she really did.
Dogs, I tell you, you know, we hear these little things and we, you know, wonder if it's true when they say, you know, animals and children are good judges or whatever. But when Ella was a good judge of people, and if she... there was a few people that she was kind of nervous about. I don't want to say anybody's name. But,
do you remember that, Willie?
And, you know, people that she was nervous around, if they were loud or people that just didn't know how to approach animals. And mm-hmm. I always say when the animal is a little nervous, you let them approach you instead of approaching them. And a lot of people do that with children and with animals. They don't realize how big they are when they approach a child or an animal. And a lot of times, if you let them approach you, or if you do it a lot more quietly, they'll respond a lot better. So you can
That's
just look
true.
At them and take your cues from their little wagging tails and their attitude.
Karina, I have to tell you something. Willie knows who I'm talking about, but Ella was with me, and she goes, I go, why are you doing this with her? She goes, I don't like her touching me. And then she ran and hid under the bed. I was like, okay. Like, okay, y'all. So the person says, what do you want me to do with her? I go, just leave her alone. She's okay. I'm like, you know, because you don't want to. She's like, anyway.
I know. They can pick up on people's energy. They yeah. absolutely can. You know, there's the frequency, the vibration that they can tune into is amazing. You know, just look with their smell and their senses are really heightened. So, you know, just like how we can feel energy, they feel it really intensely too. So.
Yeah, well,
I have a question for both of you ladies.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the oldest cat, the way she's moody, it's almost like she's a little bipolar or something. I mean, she can be really, really, really sweet, and sometimes she'll approach you and she'll sit in your lap, and then all of a sudden, and it drives my son crazy. He's more of a dog person, but he loves animals, and so he sometimes he'll pet her. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, she'll pop up. She won't use her nails. She still has her nails.
Exactly.
But she'll, like, spit at him and pop him and then run off. And she does that to her little kitties who are, you know, older now. But she does that to both of them. So are you guys getting any messages of what is it? Is she afraid that she's going to be left? Or she used to be the only one. Is that what it's about? She's jealous or?
She's
super jealous. Yeah.
And so when she does this, what I'm getting from her, like when she's like enjoying the petting and then all of a sudden she just pops you one, she's trying to let you know, like, you need to earn my affection back now, you know, because you brought these, you know, or not brought, but I think they're her own. Like, the other two, she's competing with her like affection now. So now she's wanting you to earn it. And she's
right,
telling me,
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
So that's what she's doing is kind of, and she's saying, oh my goodness, she struts. When she's in heat, does she strut? Because she is like strutting right now. What she's showing me is like, I'm strutting. I'm the big cheese is what she's saying. like the feeling that she's giving me is like strutting. Like she's showing me walking and strutting I'm strutting. And so she's saying what she's trying to do is earn back your affection. She's making you earn it now is what she's doing.
Willie, I got a message for you too. When Karine's, she wants you to take care of the box. I don't know what that means to her, but the box.
Definitely. I've been on the boys. As a matter of fact, I had them clean. I mean, I know cats are very, very picky about that. She has her own box because she does not like to share a box with the others. But I think they may sneak in her box every once in a while. Maybe she wants it where they can't get to it.
I'm just telling you, she wants you to take care of the box, okay? So, you know, if you do that, life will be easier for you and the kitties.
Okay? She does not like those other two. She tries, but she really is.
She's funny.
She is like the queen bee is what she's getting at. I'm the queen bee. And, you know, she's puffing out her chest, like strutting. I'm the queen bee.
That's her.
I love her. I love this cat. This is a cat with an attitude.
Man,
she's very,
like
very sweet, though.
This is like an ex.
Yeah, there you go. It's funny.
She's very sweet, though. She wants your attention, she wants your affection, but she wishes that she was the only cat.
Willie, I got to tell you something too. Does she ever? You should let her in there. Do you let? Is it? Does she want to come in your room or somebody's room in the morning and the door is closed? Okay.
Yes.
You open the door and give her 5 minutes. It would mean a lot to her. Okay. So anyway, just to let you. Okay. So,
all right, I got it.
Bless. Thank you, Willie. We love you. Okay, we'll talk to you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love cats. They have such personalities. All of them are so different. Yeah, I mean, I've had so many cats throughout my lives. They crack me up right now. I'm just laughing because they have such attitudes all the time, you know? Although one of my cats actually was very much like a dog. Very, very sweet. Didn't have any attitude at all. Would drool like a dog too. I miss that cat. Okay, well, we've got a couple more callers. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. Good. You got a great story with your animals? I know you do.
Yes, I do. Well, I'm concerned about my parents' chocolate Labrador. He keeps on going to the bathroom very often. We took him to the vet to see if he had diabetes. I know he's unhappy about his housing situation right out through here. Do you guys feel anything with him? His name's Nelson, and he's a chocolate Labrador.
Mm-hmm. Is he drinking a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, because it feels like there's some problem with sugar, okay? Just to let you know, all right?
So, diabetes, that's what we were suspecting. We had gotten blood work done on him recently, and they said there was nothing wrong.
Keep an eye on it, you know, because that's what I feel. I also feel like he is not happy with the situation and wants more big room, more freedom, okay?
All of us do.
Yeah.
My main thing was, though, was my mini Yorkie, Mr. Truffles. Him and my boyfriend seem to really hate each other. Truffles,
because that's, they love you, okay? And
stuff.
Truffles was your main man for a long time, okay?
So, yeah. Tom wanted me to find out if, like, you felt anything with his issues with that, because I'm a little worried, because we do want to get a bigger place, and we are going to add another dog and a cat. Is he going to be okay? And what's the deal with his issue with Thomas? And he always barks when anyone ever tries to leave, and I don't know why.
Let me tell you what I feel with this one. Mr. Truffles is your man, okay? Do you understand? And that he feels like he was here to take care of you. The alpha male. Now you've got Thomas, who is the alpha male. And if Thomas would go up to Mr. Truffles and just communicate with him, say, you know what, I'm glad you're here, and I love you too, because you love Lindsay, you're a part of Lindsay, it would make that would a lot easier, okay? Do you know what I mean? Because it's like he feels threatened by your boyfriend. Isn't that crazy? I'm listening to myself.
Yeah, no, he destroys his stuff. Yeah, he destroys only his stuff. He'll crawl over, like, my shoes to get to his sheets. Always goes after his shoes, his brown shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know why he frisks them.
Well, let me tell you something. My dad, when I was a small child, and I remember this, my mom had a dog before she married my father. And the dog, and my mom could really communicate with animals as well. And the dog, every day when my dad would leave for work, the dog would go, knew exactly what side my father slept in, and would undo the pillow, pull the sheets back, and take a do number two on his pillow. Just every because he and my father, my mom goes, you have to talk to him, be sweet to him. So eventually it stopped, but it was after my father really established a relationship with Sam. That's his name was Sam. So anyway, if Thomas will just like connect with him and just say, hey, you know, I'm here, I love you both, I want to, you know, and I'm going to take care of both of you, and you're special, blah, 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 all that. And Mr. Truffles will get the energy and the vibration of it. It will help you. That's what I feel. How about you, Corinne? What do you feel?
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly it. He's just feeling threatened by Thomas and felt like he was the number one in your life. And so it's just another, cause Mr. Truffle is it's a male. So yeah, he's competing with another male for your affection. He feels threatened by him. He feels that Thomas is taking his place.
Is that why he barks whenever anyone's trying to leave? It's a habit he's gotten into, and no matter what we do, he won't stop. It's awful. He just gets so upset when anyone's ever trying to leave.
Yeah, when you do that, next time, you mean when you're leaving the house, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so next time that happens, before you leave, okay, just sit down with him and let him know, I'm just going to be leaving the house for a little bit, and I'll be back at this time, and I love you, and I'll be here, you know, I'll be back really soon. And just let him know like the time frame, and that way he won't have any anxiety. He'll just, because what he's worried about is worrying about like, when you're going to come back, when you're going to come back, when you're going to come back. Let him know when you're going to come back. Yeah.
He gets really frantic.
Right. Right. So when you do that, I promise you the next time you'll see, he'll be like just really happy, happily waiting for you to come back. And he'll, and just keep doing that each and every time you leave the house.
All right. Is he going to be okay when I add another dog, when we add another dog and a cat to the mix?
If you do this thing, these things, and make assure him that he's the alpha pet, he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, tell Thomas, or ask Thomas to share with him that to watch the house while he's at work. Okay, it'll help the situation. All right.
Good. He's not going to snap at any kids or anything when we have them, right?
No, he won't. He's not going to be like that. This is just a time that he's going through some stuff. But it looks like your dog will eventually work it out. If you guys do these things will work for you and him and your honey and your kids and your new pets when you get them. Okay.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. And I'll definitely keep an eye on the family chocolate Labrador. Hopefully he'll have more space and stuff. I thought he was maybe just trying. I thought he was boycotting the situation as well, but then he kept drinking a lot. And I, well, no, because then like he peed on the floor the other day in front of my parents, and he never has ever done that. I thought he was going to have like a seizure or something because he's never done that, and I just kind of took it as like, I'm unhappy, don't want to be here, like I want like a house again, like I want like a bigger place.
yeah he does. Mm-hmm. I understand that so well. Anyway,
no, he does. He's a little anxious.
we all are. We're
he's got some a little bit of anxiety that's going on there too, is what I'm getting from him. He's anxious, nervous.
Yeah, we all are. There's been nothing new in terms of us moving for a little while, so I was hopeful it would be in September, but now anyone's guess now, but hopefully soon.
Hang in there, okay?
All right, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, all right, guys. Bye.
Okay, we've got one more call. We've got Teresa from New Jersey.
Teresa from New Jersey. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I have a question for about a dog, and it's actually for Gary. His dog Sage hasn't been feeling good and hasn't been acting right, and he's which is what he does all the time. He prepares for the worst, and then it comes out okay. I'm thinking the dog's going to be okay. Sage is fine, but he's beside himself. He doesn't want to lose another dog. And he's been seeing his first dog, Rufus, which was like a white like dog. And he's like been a mess. What do you sense about Sage?
That's cool that Rufus is coming. Go ahead, Corinne, because I was going to jump in, but please go ahead.
I'm asking to see if Sage is leaving, and I'm not getting that Sage is leaving. Is Sage a male dog?
No, it's a girl.
It's a girl dog.
German Shepherd,
okay.
And she's a mutt, but she's more German Shepherd than anything. And she's 11 years old, so he's already like doing the timeline.
No. Okay. I'm going to put it this way. Okay. I'm going to say this. How do I say this? Her time is coming up. Not right now, but it's coming up. Okay. She's not leaving like right at this moment. Your other dog, was it Rufus? Is it Rufus?
Yeah, Rufus.
His other dog? Yeah. Okay, because that dog is coming through right now. He's coming through to comfort him because Gary, I think you said Gary, is in a lot of turmoil. He's trying to he's trying to calm him. He's saying, I'm coming here to calm you, okay? It's almost as if there's a timing thing that needs to happen here, okay? Because I'm asking, and an angel is stepping in right now saying that this is a timing thing. It seems as though there's been times before. Did you say that there were times before when he thought Sage was going to leave, was going to cross over and pass away?
Well,
but she never did, right?
He always prepares for the worst. No, Rufus passed away. And whenever Gary dreams about Rufus, to him, it's an omen that his dog is going to die.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it coming up, Okay? It's not happening like right this second. An angel is coming in saying something about timing here, okay?
Yes.
This angel is saying timing. This is about timing. This is about a process. It's not going to happen suddenly. And they're trying to... What this angel is saying is that they're going to protect him from that, okay? So it's not like Sage is going to leave. This angel is asking me to say this very clearly to you right now, is that Sage is not going to leave suddenly, okay?
Okay.
That there is, that they are protecting the situation, that it's going to happen gradually so that he can prepare himself. Rufus is coming in right now, partly for Sage and also for Gary. This angel is trying to make this very clear to me right now that it's not going to be sudden. Okay. And, I'm trying to get a timeline. Yeah. I got a
timeline on this, if it's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Right. What I'm getting with it, because I was told to let her go first so it would prepare what I have to say now. Starting in December through February, March is a real challenging time for your dog. Somewhere in that time period, that dog's going to choose to leave. Okay? Do you know what I mean? But it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. And
he'll slip away and it will be all right. But your husband is being prepared. Rufus is going to, and that dog never dies. It just goes to another place. Okay? That's what I got pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. And Rufus will take Sage, you know, to go and play is why he's here. Okay. So this is basically like the first step. This is really what Rufus is telling me is that I'm here more for Gary right now. Okay. So this period is for Gary. He's trying to come in to kind of comfort him, not to scare him. Okay. It's not to scare him.
Yeah,
he's trying to give him comfort.
Yeah, but that's what he's taking it as. He's like, you know, pretty much psyching himself out. And Sage, to me, shows no signs of being sick or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see it, but he says, no, you don't understand. She's more German Shepherd. Her legs are going out. She's tired. And like, he just sees all these little things, and it's breaking my heart. And then he's telling me Rufus, how much he loved Rufus when he passed, and that Sage is just going to devastate him. And because, you know, she's his ladybird. And I'm like, okay, but you have to relax. You can't, you got to enjoy what you got now. And he's like, no, it's going to happen like Rufus. I'm going to wake up. My mother's going to call me and tell me Sage is gone. I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen.
Teresa.
It won't happen.
It won't. Teresa, and another thing I'm getting is St. Francis is with you, who is the patron saint of animals. And also, come on, show me. Diana, which is an ascended master, she's with your husband and you. It won't happen like that. But they're working with you and protecting you, you know, your husband and everything. It's not time, but it's coming up, okay? So anyway.
Yeah, it's not. Because I'm not getting anything from Sage, and she's telling me it's not time.
Ladies, we gotta move on because we've got a couple announcements to make, too, as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Teresa.
Take care, Teresa.
Okay, have a great Labor Day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
I want to make sure we get a couple announcements in because I know that we're going to, we'll run out of time. But I know you've got an angel card reading class, and it starts, when does it start? Not this week, but next week?
Next weekend, I believe. I've got to update. Yeah, it will be posted on the website. It is on a Sunday, so not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
And it's after the everybody eats, so it's like around 9 o'clock East Coast time, I think, or 8 or 9 o'clock. I think.
Right. It's looking like it's going to be around 8 o'clock from the people that have already signed up for it. So if you want to sign up, go to angelcoaches.com and send us an email, and we'll add you to the list.
We also, a couple of things going on here. Angel Coaches, we're really trying to promote to help people because our goal is to help them tap into their abilities and, you know, where they can use their own psychic abilities or their connection with God and the angels to get answers. And then they come to people like us to verify them. We also want to help people. I want to say this. And this is something I shared with you, I think, yesterday. But there's a lady, single mom, has a 4-year-old, and her and her fiance just had three babies. They were triplets, and can you believe that? And they were due October 28th, and they came a little early, August 26th. So some of us in the, here in Fort Lauderdale, some of us have gotten together, and Psalm Financial, Michael Brooks, really helped since some made a donation to help them as well, because they have nothing. Okay, single mom, we're expecting one baby, got three, just found out, you know, with complications, and they're like, wow, there's three babies there. So say, keep them in your prayers, all those who are listening. So we're really wanting to help them. And also, you and I have got some events coming up where we're going to be able to teach. So that's coming to us as well. We want to put that out on the website. And we're starting a mastermind class in the next couple of months. So if anybody wants to join that, please let us know. So do you have anything else you want to say, Kareem, before we close?
We're also doing the past life regression readings, which we'll post on the website too.
Which
will allow any, if you've ever been, you know, curious about if you and your, you know, the love of your life were in a past life together, and, or what your lessons are for this lifetime, or your soul agreement, or why you feel blocked or afraid of certain things, a past life regression can really help you, release those things or identify things or, identify lessons in this lifetime too. So, you can definitely sign up for a past life reading with us, and that'll be on our website too as well.
There you go. Well, oh, and by the way, anybody that's local in Florida, South Florida, we on October 20, I think it's the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken, they are doing Halloween costumes at Puppy Palace. Who's got the best Halloween costume? Dress your dog up, your cat up, or whatever, bring them, and they're going to have pet psychics there. That would be me. And you too, if you want to come. So, and a lot of neat things, and they're doing donations to the Humane Society. So, anyway, that will be posted on our website too as well. So, if we don't have anything else to say or share, thank you everybody for listening in and sharing your stories. We really do appreciate it, and we'll see you next Friday.
Good night.